This poster has been submitted to the Innovative Practice in Higher Education Journal, and this short audio file will introduce you to the key concepts within the poster. My name is Matt Slater from the Faculty of Health Sciences at Staffordshire University, and my research project is titled Managing the Transition from Further to Higher Education. The reason I became interested in the student retention and transition area was because of some statistics from my department that made me glance twice. These were dropout stats that showed a large and perhaps unsurprising difference in dropout rates at level 4, level 5 and level 6. So these were 12.5%, 6.2% and 1.1% respectively for 2011 to 2012. Therefore, if a student dropped out in that academic year, there was a 65.7% chance they were a level 4 student. Turning to the literature to shed some light on the differences in the dropout rates between the levels led me to a body of evidence that has identified a myriad of factors that influence student retention and transition period from further to higher education. For example, Tinto proposed that students' attitudes at higher education play a large part, whilst DeShield and colleagues found that satisfaction with classes and indeed the faculty at universities have an important role to play. Further, evidence has suggested that a more positive experience of further education is likely to lead to higher levels of retention at higher education. Whilst Byrne et al. In 2012 reported that more and more students are entering higher education low in confidence and feeling unprepared for what's ahead. These factors were insightful, but ultimately were a long list of factors that weren't helping me really in my role within the department, and one of the reasons was the notable absence of the range of perspectives. So for instance, the factors focus largely just on the student. As a result, the research investigation had two objectives. The first was to examine from a multiple perspective the challenges, and the facilitative elements of the further to higher education transition. And secondly, to provide evidence-based recommendations to improve the retention of level 4 students and ultimately improve their learning experience. In terms of method, a qualitative approach was deemed appropriate as I wanted to focus on the perceptions and experiences of my participants. Three semi-structured interviews were conducted and each participant had a different role. One was a retained level 4 student, one was a further education lecturer, and finally, one was the level 4 lead within the department at Staffordshire University. All interviews were recorded, transcribed and analysed using thematic analysis proposed by Prawn and Clark in 2006 to elicit themes and categories that were relevant to my research objectives. Turning to the results, 11 themes were interpreted from the data, which were then collated into four main categories, which can be seen on table 1. On the poster. I'll briefly discuss each category in turn. So the first was misconceptions of higher education and preparation. And this was very much about students' unrealistic expectations of higher education, both from an academic point of view, such as studying and assessment, and a living point of view. Unfortunately, most of this was negative and seen as a barrier where ultimately participants felt that students weren't prepared for the responsibility and sometimes lack the direction or a plan in terms of how university was a springboard for development and not simply an endpoint. The second category to emerge was independence. There was a strong link here between to motivation, a determination to be at university. Participants talked of an internal fire or passion that's needed to thrive from within the student. Struggling to adapt was discussed at length, particularly regarding the substantial reduction in contact time and differences in teaching styles from further to higher education. And also the differences in funding systems between further and higher education was discussed. The third category was enjoyment, and perhaps the simplest message that when students enjoy the course, this will facilitate learning and retention. On the flip side, when they're not enjoying it, it can become an overriding burden. And finally, the fourth category was the facilitative elements. So themes included experience in transition previously. So if students had gone from high school to college and successfully, maybe more likely to make a transition from further to higher education. And also activities from multiple angles with further education running workshops where they educate and monitor study skills, which is continued at higher education. And additionally, students taking ownership, having a vision, embracing everything they do whilst seeking support whilst at higher education. In terms of the discussion, then the findings are in line with previous literature, but advanced knowledge by highlighting the role to be played by further education, higher education, and the student, and not just the student themselves. The results support the proposal in the literature that literacy skills should be a natural focus of higher education and not simply a prerequisite. It's particularly important for employability. And in short, many of the challenges and barriers evidenced in the current interviews were actually controllable. So these are things that we can make a positive change on. In terms of recommendations and the second objective of the research, the investigation has provided some evidence-based recommendations that will inform my role in the department. For example, further education taster days at higher education institutions that give an authentic experience of the work standard, and some example case studies may be important. Also, bridging workshops where study skills are monitored at further and then continued at higher education with dialogue between the two institutions may be important. And finally, explicitly demonstrating how university fits into the bigger picture to students may be useful to see how university is a step to the future in terms of the learning experience and not an endpoint. Notwithstanding this, we've got to consider that higher education is unique. Retention may be most likely if students draw themselves into higher education and we're here to support them. Challenges will await them, but if we can develop the controllable aspects, we may increase the likelihood that students are retained, enjoy their learning, and then thrive in the environment of higher education. Finally, then, in terms of limitations and future research, the first limitation is that this is only a small-scale study. Future research may wish to incorporate a quantitative approach to strengthen the proposed recommendations. Indeed, implementing and assessing the effectiveness of the suggested strategies may be warranted. And second, further interviews would not only elicit more depth, but may evidence links between categories and themes, thereby providing knowledge of underlying mechanisms. So, for example, why do students struggle with independence at higher education? And for instance, a grounded theory approach may work particularly well here to work towards a theory grounded in the data, exploring the transition from further to higher education. Okay, thank you very much for listening, and that's all.